The Farm Water Supply Program under the Canadian Agricultural Partnership is still running and accepting applications. Melissa Orr-Langner, Agricultural Water Engineer with Alberta Agriculture and Forestry, dropped by the studio to talk about this program.
So it's similar to past programming that we fund projects such as new wells, dugouts, and off-source watering systems. And we also fund decommissioning of old wells and removal of well pits. Projects still need to be identified on a long-term water management plan and approved by a water specialist prior to the project being done. And for producers who have existing long-term water management plans that may have been approved under a previous program, they could still be eligible. Those projects could still be eligible, but just check with a water specialist before proceeding.
Are there some new requirements under the new program?
Yes, some of our projects, we have implemented some new requirements for the projects to raise the bar, so to speak, and promote best management practices. This includes, for a well, there's three new requirements. Must have a vermin-proof well cap, which is a cap that has a two-piece construction, an O-ring seal, and vented screens. You must have a full pump test with two-hour drawdown measurements and two-hour recovery measurements, and the casing must be 18 inches above ground. For dugouts, we require all new dugouts to be protected, which could be fencing and off-source watering.
If someone has questions about the Farm Water Supply Program, what should they do?
They can call any water specialist by calling 310 Farm and ask to speak to a water specialist, or they can visit the website and find the information and the templates there.
For more information, call the Ag Info Center at 310 Farm, that's 310-3276, and ask to speak with a water specialist. You can also go to cap.alberta.ca. The Canadian Agricultural Partnership is a five-year, $3 billion investment by federal, provincial, and territorial governments to strengthen the agriculture and agri-food sector.